Hi, welcome to Managing AML. I'm Dr. Brian Jonas, and I'm frequently asked, how do you determine which combination to use on your patients? And what's being referred to here is the FDA-approved combinations of azacitidine plus venetoclax, or decitabine plus venetoclax, or low-dose cytarabine plus venetoclax. And this is an interesting question. You know, all three of them are approved by the FDA. The azacitidine-venetoclax combination was explored in the VALLEY-A trial, which showed superiority over azacitidine alone. The decitabine-venetoclax combination was actually explored in the phase 1b trial that led to the launching of the phase 3 trial, so it hasn't been directly compared head-to-head with in a placebo-controlled way. But the decitabine-venetoclax combination in the phase 1b trial produced very similar results to what you saw with azacitidine-venetoclax. The low-dose cytarabine combination with venetoclax was evaluated in the VALLEY-C trial and showed, with longer follow-up, apparent superiority over the low-dose cytarabine alone, although the initial analysis was not necessarily statistically significant. Nevertheless, all three of them represent approved and good options for patients who are 75 or older with newly diagnosed untreated AML, or those that are younger than 75 with certain comorbidities that make them poor candidates for induction chemotherapy. So actually, back to the actual question, you know, the azacitidine-venetoclax combination has some preclinical data. Some of our colleagues, for example, Dr. Pauly at University of Colorado, has done some interesting work with his colleagues there, looking at the effect of the azacitidine-venetoclax combination on leukemia stem cells. And this seems to have activity against those population. And, you know, the leukemia stem cell population is what's really thought to be the root cause of the disease. So treatments that kill the leukemia stem cell population would be hypothesized to potentially have better outcomes. Such studies have not been done with decitabine combinations. And so in some people's opinion, that might be a justification to use azacitidine venetoclax over decitabine venetoclax. Another possible rationale to use azacitidine-venetoclax over decitabine-venetoclax is the VALLEY-A trial, which proved the superiority of azacitidine-venetoclax over azacitidine placebo versus the decitabine-venetoclax combination, which doesn't have a randomized trial showing its superiority. This is kind of reminiscent of the azacitidine versus decitabine argument in MDS. Now, on the other hand, azacitidine is a 7 days every 28 days of treatment, so mostly IV, but can be given sub-Q, whereas decitabine is a 5-day schedule every 28 days. So in my practice, sometimes patients who are perhaps older, more difficult for them to get to the infusion center, maybe they live further away, sometimes I'll offer those patients decitabine. Maybe that's going to help them have improved quality of life by fewer trips to the infusion center. So that might be one way to differentiate. Now, in my practice, we don't use a lot of low-dose cytarabine due to some challenges with compounding and so on. But that being said, it is available, and I believe that a good group of patients to consider that combination for are patients who had prior HMA exposure. And so on the VALLEY-C trial, which looked at low-dose cytarabine venetoclax versus low-dose cytarabine, prior HMA was allowed. And they didn't do as well as patients who were HMA naive, but at least there was some activity in that population. The activity of azacitidine venetoclax with prior azacitidine or decitabine venetoclax with prior azacitidine decitabine, this is not well established, as these patients were not eligible for the phase 1b or the VALLEY-A trial. So that might be one population that I might consider starting with low-dose cytarabine venetoclax.